Welcome back, Director. Please identify and we'll go to Councilman Lattisor.
Eric Earls, Director of Public Works.
Thank you. Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. Obviously, my concern and my questions is about the $42,850. These five items that Eagle Corners is...
Oh, that's a different one, right?
What's that?
Right now, we are on, you requested, Councilman, give me one moment.
Oh, so this is two separate items?
This is the Pilgrim Senior Center, 2024-086, found on page 70.
Say that again? It's found on page what?
Page 70. You requested item number 16, bid 2024-086, Pilgrim Senior Center, building assessment.
Yes, okay, got it. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Let me get back to page 70. Okay. So with this service that you're looking for, full service construction consulting firm, as I read through these things, aren't you and your staff basically doing the lion's share of this stuff already?
Well, no, I mean, we don't have experts on staff to assess like building envelope, you know, masonry, siding, windows, that type of stuff. And that's what this vendor would provide us with, the assessment, but then also kind of an a la carte list of work that should be performed and what the priorities should be. I believe you brought this up at a previous council meeting on how before we jumped into something, we should have this type of assessment done. So that's kind of what we were thinking with regard to and working. A lot of the conversations with Meg at the senior center, you know, she obviously doesn't have the expertise to see what's going wrong, except that things are going wrong, right? And so she kind of was on board with this when we had those discussions.
Okay, and so they'll be doing interviews with Meg or yourself or whomever, right? To see what you have. We have this problem, we have that problem, lights flicker, roof leaks, toilets don't flush, whatever. And then you also have to provide them review available owner provided design documents, previously completed reports, and as-built documentation. So that's information that you already have, right?
Yeah.
And it says provide on-site visual condition assessment of the building envelope with focus on the roof, masonry, glazing, exterior doors, et cetera, et cetera. What did they provide you with as a scope of work regarding the focus on the roof? Are they going to have qualified people up on that roof assessing the roofing details and flashing details and whatever else, you know, is aligned with this? Or are they just doing, what do you call it, a drone view?
No, they would have boots on the ground. That's kind of what it says, right? In-person assessment.
Well, what I'm looking at, it says with focus on the roof. So I just want to make sure that we're going to have somebody with boots on the roof.
Provide on-site visual condition assessment.
Mm-hmm. Right. With focus on building envelope.
And the roof. The next words are the roof.
Yeah, the third item down is where it speaks to with focus on the roof. And then further on the next page, they tell us that what's not included is aerial lift equipment is not included, mechanical assessment is not included, repair design or construction phase services are available via follow-up proposals, though are not currently included. The proposal does not include hazardous material testing. So what we're getting here right now is going to be mainly, it's going to be a visual inspection of everything. And then they're going to provide you with a written assessment as to what their recommendations are in turn, or identifying what their findings are and propose solutions as well as costs to effectuate those solutions?
Yeah, bullet four, provide a written summary report that includes assessment findings, order of magnitude budget for deficiency repairs, scope prioritization chart for annual asset management, and recommended next steps.
Okay. My main concern here is, the roof, and that someone's going to be up there visually inspecting that roof. So as long as you're comfortable with it, that it's going to happen, I'm fine.
Are there any further questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The final item that we will discuss requested on the bid package is item number 30. It is bid 2023-305, Thayer Arena Roof Replacement and or Repairs. This is found on page, 179. Good evening, Christy.
Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you. Councilman Lattisor.
Apologize.
Thank you. So, no, Christy was right. I actually asked the question before and she was getting ready to answer it. So we have this bid here for $1.5 million change to do the new roof. Then we have what appears to me to be an addendum for an additional $42,850. These items, these 1 through 5 items that are identified in Eagle Cornice's additional request, I guess is what I'll refer to it as, were those items part of the original bid?
No, they were not. So what happened was is when the roof project has already begun, so it's ongoing. And when they removed the roofing on the front rink, the edges they're like sunken. So the water we have standing water issues. It doesn't get to the gutters. So in order to fix that and make everything flow properly, we need to have this additional work done.
And this roof, obviously, I haven't been out there to look at this. This perimeter edge modifications, is this something that is attached to the roof that they did?
They haven't finished it yet. So this project is open. It's ongoing, and they haven't done anything to the edges of this roof, so they haven't buttoned up anything else. I mean, there's still quite a bit of work to be done as it is, but in order for us to move forward one way or another, we either need to fix this or we don't. So we are requesting to have this fixed to make the roof proper and the water run to the gutters like it's supposed to, rather than just put the roof back the way it is and have standing water again.
So this edging, and I'm just trying to understand this. This edging we're talking about is a flat roof, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just as an example, we have 4 sides of a flat roof. And I give you a bid to do a new roof on this particular building. You can't do a new roof without addressing these items. Edge fascia is typically part of the roof. Buildups, etc., that could be a change order. Remove and dispose of built-up material while leaving the existing insulation intact. I don't understand that. Eric?
So the original roof...
If I can interrupt...
Oh, sorry.
Director, please.
Eric Earls, Public Works Director.
Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you.
So the original roof had a gravel layer on it. And so when they removed the gravel layer, that's when they realized that that along the edge, the actual roof was a little bit lower than the edge. So that's where this came from. So what they're proposing to do, and while they say it's a flat roof, it's really not a flat roof, right? There is some pitch to it. That's what gets it from the middle out. What they're going to propose to do is to increase that pitch a little bit so they can get it to the edge. And I believe they're also going to knock down, remove and dispose of bulk up materials, remove one layer of existing wood blocking to lower the level of the edge and create positive pitch to the new gutter. So they're going to raise it up a little bit, but also remove a level of block on the edge so that they can get it to pitch out to the gutter.
And none of that language was identified in the bid request for this roof, because when you're removing tar and gravel off a roof, what I'm seeing here, that's almost par for the course of what's going to be done, or certainly it's a significant expectation of what needs to be done. So my question is, was any of this work included or identified in the original scope of work?
No.
Okay. Then if that was not the case, I don't see where we have anything to talk about other than paying the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions from members of the committee? Comments, questions from members of the council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. That concludes the bid package. May I have a bid, or I'm correction, may I have a motion on PCR 79-23?
Able action.
I have a motion. May I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. My intent was to go right to the administration. They wanted to work. They wanted to go over PCR 24-23. However, I don't see them here. So what I'm going to do is we're going to stay in order. Next will be, so we'll discuss PCR 80-23, resolution relative to abatements.
Neil Dupuy.
Good evening, Director. Please identify.
Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month, we have abatements for you in the amount of $15,511.20. The majority of these are new applications for tax exemptions, but I'll answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. I will give everyone an opportunity. Is there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, identify, please. Oh, solicitor, I apologize.
Thank you. On behalf of Councilman Sinapi, we're going to need to remove two items from the abatements and give them their own PCR so we can abstain on the vote on those abatements. Those are number 10012-9850. The person is Dennis Sullivan, and the amount is $415.20. And number 139166, this is for Thomas Moran, in the same amount, $415.20. So at the appropriate time, if the committee would entertain an amendment to remove those items, reduce the total abatements accordingly, and assign those two abatements as their own PCR in the amount of $830.40.
Do you have the...
are there other abstentions needed?
Pardon me for not bringing this to the council solicitor's attention earlier.
Councilman Ricks, Ward 2. Thank you.
Thank you. If it would be possible to similarly assign the last one on page 1. Let's see. I'm seeing that as owner number 55466, Michael Zarum, out of an abundance of caution, as its own PCR. Thank you.
So to be all on the same page, Councilman Ricks, that is, you requested that 55466 also be removed and designated its own PCR.
It could be as its own PCR or the same PCR as the other two. As long as it's not part of the bid package, it's fine by me.
Thank you. Solicitor, what's your recommendation? If you wouldn't mind, once you figure that out, would you read it for the record? And I'll ask for favorable action. Thank you.
Let's take them separately because it's separate reasons for the recusal. So if we want to do one at a time.
Understood.
Madam Clerk, if we could have a PCR for abatement 55466, Michael Zarum, $600. Okay, and would the committee like to make a recommendation on that?
I will continue with the questions, comments from members of the council. Questions, comments from members of the public. May I have a recommendation from this committee on formerly abatement 55466, now PCR 83-23.
Move favorable action on that PCR.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Solicitor?
Madam Clerk, if PCR 84-23 would be the abatements of Dennis Sullivan and Thomas Moran, the amount of $415.20 each, totaling $830.40. Be in order for a motion.
I move favorable action on that PCR.
PCR 84-23, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Could you repeat those two, please?
PCR 83, the abatement of Michael Zarum is now...
No, that I have. The one for...
The abatements of Dennis Sullivan and Thomas Moran are now PCR 84-23.
Okay.
Each one is in the amount as originally published, which is $415.20. So the total for this PCR would be $830.40. And lastly, Mr. Chairman, would be to amend the PCR 80-23 for the new total of $14,600.80.
So we're clear on this. The new amount is $14,600.80.
Director, concur?
Thank you. And we will. I will ask for a motion to amend. May I have a motion to amend PCR 80-23 to the amount of $14,600.80?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
May I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, the amount.
Correction.
I think the amount was incorrect. I gave you a bad amount, I think. Double checking.
Yep, no problem.
The total amount would be $14,080.80.
Do we concur? $14,080.80.
Sure, withdraw the last motion.
Motion to withdraw, or do I have to make a motion on the withdrawal? Or just okay. I will recognize that the last motion was invalid. We will begin with a new motion. May I have a motion to amend PCR 80-23 to the new amount of $14,080.80?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. May I have a motion as amended on PCR 80-23 for $14,080.80?
Move favorable action as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Solicitor. Thank you, Director. And thank you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump over item number three and go right to, we'll go back to that. So we're just going to get out of order a little bit and go to PCR item number four, PCR 24-23, formerly bid 2023-088 repairs to engine 13. Good evening. How are you, Christy? Can
I'm
you please
fine,
identify?
Thank you. Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you.
But before we get into this, I do need to make an amendment.
Okay. And what would be your amendment?
My request is to amend the dollar amount from $25,498.06 to $34,200.86.
Give me one moment, please.
Could you repeat that number, please?
I was just, one moment, please, Councilman. So, Christy, you want to amend from $25,408.06 to $34,200.86.
Correct.
Thank you. Please continue.
Well, the reason for the amendment is because there was an issue that was still outstanding with the vehicle when it was repaired. And I had gone back and forth with the trust and the trust with Greenwood, and they there was a bit of a communication error between the two that didn't have anything to do with the city. But they were waiting on parts and invoices to complete the supplement that came through, the last one. So that has all been squared away. The city has been reimbursed. The city's been paid for the balance of that that dollar amount up to $34,000. And the truck is fixed. So at this point, we request to, with the amendment, to pay the vendor for work that they did to this vehicle.
So just for clarification, you said that the city is responsible for the increased amount, or is the trust, because that was between Greenwood and the trust?
Yes, and the trust, so the trust and Greenwood Emergency Vehicles came to an agreement on the price as a whole.
Yep.
We received another estimate, which shows the first estimate, the supplement, the second supplement, and so the total dollar amount, and the city's received the check. So now it's our responsibility to pay the vendor.
Okay. And once we vote on this, this authorizes the payment from the trust to the city to pay this, or the trust has already paid the repair company.
The trust has already paid the city.
Yeah,
the
okay.
City now needs to pay Greenwood.
And the trust already paid the city the $34,200 amount?
Yes.
Thank you. Anything further before I go to questions?
Nope, I just need approval from the council this evening to get the vendor paid, and we won't talk about Engine 13 anymore.
Thank you. Any questions from this committee? Questions, comments from the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. So now we have numbers all over the place. And this number is close to $10,000 higher than when you came to us 5 months ago. And this item has been dragging on for 5 months or six. So my first question is, why the delays? Why has this dragged on so long?
That was at the request of the administration. We wanted to make sure that we had all the correct information to get the vendor paid and not have to make two requests.
So initially, and I'm backing into the paperwork because this has been going on so long, so just bear with me. Initially, you had submitted one invoice back in February or so, which we approved. And then you came back to us at another point in time with an additional invoice of $14,000 and change. First invoice was $10,000 and change, and I'm just going by memory as I'm flipping through these pages here. And then you came back for $14,000 change. At that time, I identified, after confirming with you the two invoice amounts, I identified, I believe it was an $80 error in the math of those two numbers. So that hasn't been resolved. And I'm looking at, right now, estimate totals, net cost of repairs, $25,498. And one of those items that has, I just found, I just couldn't understand, is why in the initial invoice, or I should say the initial estimate, there is an item for $2,250 for a front windshield panel. When this was an accident that has, that resulted with a fire engine simply making a U-turn and hitting a collier. And I asked, how can a windshield panel be damaged to the point that it needs to be replaced? That question wasn't answered, but I do have another invoice here which issues a credit for $2,250. And the numbers are just all over the place on this thing. And here's, okay, here's the numbers. So initially you came to us for $10,451.12, which we approved. Then you came back and said there was additional damage that couldn't be seen. And you asked for $14,614.87. And that's when I began asking a whole lot of questions about this. Because from the in the beginning, I was told, we were told, that there was a police report. I reached out to the colonel, and he told me the police department had no such report. Then it surfaced that the RIAC had their own investigation done, and they did the report. But yet in that report, we do not have, or at least I don't have, a copy of the operator's statement as to what happened. That's not in this package. Nor do I see in this package a report filed by the operator with the state, which I believe is a requirement. And I don't see any, nor could I find, any such report. But to get back to the numbers were off then by $90. And what the total should have been was $25,065.90. You were asking for $25,155.99. Now, in addition to all of these other things that has been going on with this claim, you come back to us with no additional documents. I have no additional documentation looking for an additional $9,000-some-odd that the trust paid. But we don't have any documentation in here about what that additional $9,000 was for. So I'm assuming we're expected to just go ahead and approve this without having any accountability for, let alone what it was, to what it is now.
So, Councilman, the initial estimate on this vehicle damage was $10,451.12.
Correct.
I know. There were two supplements for damage to this vehicle, which is worked out between the vendor and the trust. It is not negotiated by the City of Warwick. It's not negotiated by the Department of Public Works. It is between the vendor and the trust. So the bottom line is, because it's our vehicle, the trust is giving us the money for the repair. All I'm asking for is to pay the vendor. because we have the money. So at the end of it, supplement one was $15,046.94. Supplement two was $8,702.80 for a grand total of $34,200.86.
Grand total of what?
$34,200.86. These numbers are have nothing to do with the Department of Public Works or the City of Warwick.
And Christy, I'm not suggesting they do.
Well, I just want to make it clear because we're essentially just the pass-through because the City of Warwick is the legal registered owner of the vehicle. So the trust pays the city for the damage that is agreed upon. So it's our responsibility now to pull a purchase order to pay this vendor for monies that we've received. So I mean, I'm not really sure how much. There's a police report, there's photos, there's, you know, this is our job. We're doing our job. And
I'm questioning the expense. And quite to the contrary of comments that, what's the issue? The insurance company's paying for it. The taxpayers are paying for it. Because the trust is taxpayer dollars in, taxpayer dollars out. So it is taxpayer dollars that go to the trust to pay these claims. And at least myself, I believe that I have a responsibility to make sure of the validity, or I should say the reasonableness or the actuality of the amounts that are being charged. Now, no one has, I just asked for some simple answers to some simple questions. And here we are 5 or 6 months later, and I still don't have documentation that I've requested regarding the issues about this accident, the time frames regarding this accident, because if you look through the reports, the hours that are indicated by the airport police and the hour on the report, there's some time lapses in those hours. So yeah, I want to know why wasn't a driver's report submitted to the state? And I've never got that answer.
I don't believe that a driver's report is required to be submitted to the state.
It's not? So
I don't believe so.
So the fire department or the city, they have an exemption for the state law that requires the operator of a motor vehicle who has been involved in an accident to file an accident report within X amount of days. The city has an exemption to that law?
There's no exemption. It's just not required.
It's not required?
No.
So if it's a
like state, back in the day when you used to have 20 days, you had to fill out that thing with the diagrams and all that. We don't do that anymore.
So we don't have to do that?
No.
Interesting.
Councilman, you hit the 10 minutes. I'd like to ask other members of the committee and council if they have questions on this. Moving forward, are there any further questions from members of this committee on this item? Are there any further questions from members of the council on this item? Are there any questions or comments from members of the public on this item? I would like to wrap it up by saying that, Chrissy, I thank you. We've been in contact with this, and I do thank you for making sure in the administration for making sure that you know the vehicle was properly repaired and the trust did reimburse the city the total cost of the vehicle. And that is, you know, earlier today we spoke of an incident where the trust had to pay for an uninsured vehicle, which is also the cost that we pick up. So the vehicle is operational. Engine 13 is back out doing its duty, serving the safety of the citizens, which I appreciate. And I'm going to seek a favorable action on this. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion?
So are you coming back to me now?
Councilman, you used the 10 minutes that was allocated.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Chairman, but I've been waiting 5 months to have this conversation, and you're going to restrict me to 10 minutes. How's that?
Councilman, I think that, I'm just going to say that I know that when I had questions, I reached out to the administration. I was being kept up to date. I was, you know, on top of everything going on. I called. I said, how are you doing on engine 13? Hold on, Chairman. We have, this is going on that. We're going to request that it's held. No problem. Thank you. There was always open communication, but also its value of time where I understood that if the trust, which is the insurance company, was willing to negotiate with the vendor and the vendor repaired the vehicle, then the job is done. The trust reviewed the case, which is the insurance, and they closed the case. Now, Solicitor, just to answer the councilman, I as the chairman would like to call a vote on favorable action. However, the councilman makes a point that he would like more time. I personally, as the chairman, felt that he's utilized the time and the time for this committee was used wisely. Is it a motion where a motion would be made, or is it the chairman's opinion where the councilman would have more time?
There would need to be a majority voice vote or unanimous consent granted if that, you know, you could process it without a vote by saying, is there any objection to giving him more time? Would be one way to waive the 10-minute rule.
Would it be the committee or the entire council?
Just the committee.
Just the committee. If anyone would like to make a motion to give Councilman Lattiser more time.
I'll move to give him 5 minutes and ask him to get to the point.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Councilman, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you. So I'm not going to waste my 5 minutes to dispute with you, Mr. Chairman, what your philosophies are in representing your constituents. You do what you want to do, and I'll do what I want to do. With regard to this claim, there's numbers all over the place with this, and these numbers don't make sense to me. We have not been provided with documentation. Now, whether it's the airport corporation or whomever, with the documentation that I requested. And here we are now, as I say, some 5 months later, and we've just been introduced to an additional $10,000 that we had no idea, nor do we have any explanation as to the items that impacted that $10,000. Think about it. So this is three bites at the apple that the repair shop had in repairing this vehicle. This isn't like this vehicle was traveling at 100 miles an hour. It was traveling about 2 miles an hour, making a U-turn and hit a collier. Now, how in the hell that ever happened in the first place is beyond me. But the fact is, apparently it did. So you have a professional body replacement company that needs three bites at the apple. They had this whole front end apart in the first place. And then they said, oh, we found these other things. Fine. Okay, you found these other things. What are they? Well, we did get a description on that, but yet there's discounts that were applied after I questioned about the windshield. Now here we are with, oh, by the way, after we had it already disassembled once and we came to you for an additional 15 grand, now we're coming back to you whatever amount of time frame before they sent this over, and we're looking for another 9 grand. This makes like zero sense to me. So thank you for the 5 minutes. I appreciate it. I'll be voting no.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further comments or questions for members of this council? Councilman Gebhardt.
I concur with the councilman. This has been sloppy and confusing, but if you've had your vehicle at a body shop before and had any sort of major damage, you know that sometimes they find other things. I agree the communication could have been crisper and the documentation certainly. It's been on our docket for, I don't know, months now. It was an insurance-related incident, and whatever the cause of the accident was, that's not for us to adjudicate here. It's just to, you know, certainly the trust, being the insurance body, is going to be, speculative of the damage, and they go through their process. They've approved the insurance claim. We've already received the funds, so I don't see any reason to further hold it up. I think separate from this finance item, If the councilman wanted, you know, to dig in deeper into what actually happened and if there's anything else that could have been done to prevent this from happening, that's fine, but that's not the purview of the finance committee when resolving an insurance claim. So I'll vote yes to move, you know, beyond this, but certainly agree that things could have been done better here.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Public, members of the public, any further questions, comments from members of the public? Comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. So we're going to make, we're going to have two votes here. One, we're going to have to amend PCR 24-23 from $25,408.06 to $34,286. May I have a motion?
Motion to amend.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. May I have a motion on PCR 24-23 as amended?
I move favorable action.
Second.
As amended.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Item number three, PCO 17-23, an ordinance amendment section 20-132 of the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances relative to Fire and Police 1, Employer Pension Contributions, and Chapter 60 to create a funding strategy for other post-employment benefits. This was Council President McAllister on behalf of the administration. This is for second passage. Is there any questions coming from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council on second passage? Councilman Ricks.
I think we've already had discussion on this plan at numerous times, so I'm not going to belabor the point. I'm going to vote no because the plan involves paying less into our long-term liabilities over the next, I believe, 3 years than we would pay under the current 40-year plan. I do, however, think it is very important that we do have a long-term plan to fund OPEB. So I do think that in general and in principle, it is a good idea to pass legislation similar to this. However, because of those particular details, I would intend to vote against this particular plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further comments, questions? Members of the council. Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also will be voting no on this. I disagree with the policies, and I disagree with the strategies that this is dealing with. And I do not feel that this is in the best interest of the taxpayers. So for those reasons and everything else I said at the last meeting, I'll be voting no.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions, comments from members of this council? Comments, questions from members of the public. Comments, questions from members of the public. May I have a motion for second passage?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, earlier in this meeting, this committee voted to hold PCR 68-23, formerly bid 2023-427, Lincoln Avenue Pipeline Rehabilitation Contract 1, until August 21st. Next is item number 6, PCR 77-23, a resolution relating to issuing requests for proposals for American Rescue Plan Act community projects. My computer, it didn't reboot. Okay, give me 1 second, please. There we go. This says requested by Council President McAllister. Does she have anything to add? This is for the items for Ward 1, Ward 5, and Ward 8. The items would be Ward 1, North Country Club, revamp the field and walking path, Ward 5, Sandy Lane, installation of crosswalk at St. Kevin's Church, and Ward 8, East Natick neighborhood improvements. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, will be favorable action.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Are there any comments from members of this committee? Comments from members of the council? Comments from members of the public on PCR 77-23. Thank you. Per request of Councilwoman Travis, may I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The time is now 6:34 and the Finance Committee is closed. Thank you, everybody.
The next committee would be ordinance.
Ordinance will convene at 6:38 p.m. First thing on the docket is acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on June 26, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO-7-23 sub A, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances relative to employing harbor masters and the description of pump out locations. This would be second passage. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to confirm with the solicitor, city council solicitor, that the only thing we are voting on this evening is the changes that we had approved at the last meeting, which was language only speaking to the harbor master. And I've also noticed in here language that I don't believe was, or maybe it was, regarding the pump out facilities. And let's just go to that. I don't have a problem with it. I just want to speak to it. So the harbor master language we're clear on, and then on page 8, there was language there where it speaks to line 5, item G on page 8, pump out facilities. And what was done was this. I'll read it. No person shall operate a marine toilet at any time so as to cause or permit to pass or to be discharged any sewage into the waters. It delineates the lines starting with of the city, excluding Greenwich Bay, Narragansett Bay, and Providence River. And it adds enclosed by the City of Warwick Harbor boundary. And I'm fine with that. I think that is a good amendment to this. I'll defer to the council solicitor.
Thank you, Councilman. Yes, confirming what you stated, this is second passage of the item that we amended last month. That's why you see PCO 723 sub A. And the only changes that are being made are on page 2, which is changing the compensation structure and employment status of harbor masters. And as noted on page 8, which is really just updating the cross-reference of what our body of water that we're
right.
In charge of, that it's just making a cleaner definition. Those are the only changes here, and it is a separate apart from the harbor management plan, which you've docketed an item for to be addressed at a later date following some further public discussions.
So to make everyone clear, including members of the public that are here or listening in, we are under no circumstances voting for anything with regard to the full-blown harbor management plan. That's something that we'll be taking up at a future date once I have the language drafted for that. Is that an accurate summation?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I have to add to that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your indulgence.
Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action, second passage as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Next, we have PCO-18-23, an ordinance regulating the smoking or vaporizing of cannabis. Councilman Howe, and it would be first passage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I respectfully request we hold this item until August 21st.
Request by the sponsor to hold till August 21st. We have a motion.
Move to hold.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I believe that is all for ordinance as of 6:43 p.m.
Public safety meeting is called to order at 6:43. The first item is approval of the minutes from June 26th. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
First item is PCR 75-23, a resolution in regards to authorizing the stop signs on Inman Avenue where it intersects with Parkway Drive. For action, Councilman Howe.
You request favorable action.
Do you have a traffic study with this, I assume? Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution PCR 7823, resolution relative to replacing signs on Inman Avenue to establish a uniform speed limit of 25 mile an hour. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. Like the last one, this is just policing up that the whole signage issue that we discussed and many others in the past. Request favorable action with police study.
Thank you, sir. Comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Questions? Questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting, public safety ends at 6:45.
Intergovernmental's next.
It is now 6:45 and the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on May 8th, 2023. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The first item on the agenda is PCR 74-23, a resolution extending a commission to examine possible means of tax relief for the Warwick property owners through tax exemptions. Councilman Ricks.
Request favorable action.
Do I hear a motion?
No questions from the committee.
Questions from the committee?
None.
From the council? From the public? Do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
Hear a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nice meeting you, Anthony.
The meeting closes at 6:47.
Sorry. Next is appointments. No, didn't we just do that? Let's do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public property.
Nope. No, appointment.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Not me. It's all good. Where'd you get those?
Good evening. Time is now 6:48. Appointments comes to order. First up is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on June 5th.
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have one appointment on the docket this evening. It's actually a reappointment to Ms. Jane Austin, who was recently appointed newly to the land trust, but she was filling the term of a member who had departed. So this is a reappointment essentially to extend and grant her a full term through May 1st of 2028. I believe we're familiar with Miss Austin and her work so far on the land trust. Congratulations. She is now the chair of the land trust. So the ball is in your court. Do any members of the committee have any questions, comments? Councilman Lettuce, sir?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to just start off by saying I've known Jane Austin for a very long time. Her resume certainly speaks for itself. An incredible resume. Obviously, years and years of very hard work to earn that resume. I also want to recognize Ms. Austin for all of the effort and hard work that she put into the extremely onerous Warwick City Council Sewer Review Commission, which was my very first commission when I got elected in 2012. Jane was there at every meeting. She was with Save the Bay at the time and was invaluable to me with dealing with both the good and the bad, you know, of the issues involving the whys and the why and the why nots as to the sewers never getting done. Your efforts in your background, in your knowledge, in your experience, in your incredible way of communicating was just incredible for us on that committee. And you certainly played a large role in getting us to that final end. And I'm happy to say to you this evening that we are very close to the end of the tunnel. We're at the light. I want to thank you for that and thank you for all the work that you've done on so many different commissions and boards over your career and that you continue to do in the land trust. And congratulations on being appointed chair. That was a very responsible appointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the committee? Councilman Snappy.
Mr. Chair.
Just to say congratulations and well deserved.
Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. I also want to add what a plus to have Jane involved in the city of Warwick. Not for years and years, I've worked with her with Save the Bay, with the school committee. Their involvement with the environment was unbelievable. Anytime you had a question, you just go to see Jane Austin. You know you would get a clear answer. And I'm so glad that you're on the land trust. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add one more very important thing. Jane's involvement and focus on the short-term rental legislation. What you did and the effort and time that you put into that was, it played a very large role in us getting that passed. And I am very, very grateful. I know I'm speaking for the administration as well, the planning director and all the other folks who are involved in this, but the presentation and the visibility of the members of the public that filled this chamber when we had those meetings was very, very much appreciated. So thank you again. I'm done. I won't say again.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Ricks.
I'd just like to briefly thank you for your service on the Land Trust. It's an important committee. A lot of work goes into it, and it's certainly not easy. So thank you for stepping up, and especially stepping up in that role as chair.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council? Ms. Austin, would you like to say anything?
Yes, just very briefly. Jane Austin, thank you very much for the kind words. I'm very pleased to be in the chair. We've been having productive and constructive meetings and getting tremendous support from the my predecessor as the chair. We hope to be in front of you again the next few months, filling out our ranks, then moving forward with a very, I think, important and exciting mission. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And of course, the Land Trust is one of the committees that is appointed by the City Council and one that we endeavor to work closely with. So you have all of our support, both in your role as the chair, as well as in anything else that the Land Trust
needs to fulfill its mission. Do I have any other members of the public wish to say anything? Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the reappointment of Mrs. Jane Austin to the Land Trust Commission.
Motion and a second, and a vote?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you. That concludes our business in the Appointments Committee.
Land Trust. Go ahead. Public Properties. Land Use.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 6:55 p.m. First up, acceptance of the minutes dated June 26, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
One item on the agenda, that is PCO 15-23. This is Councilman Sinapi. An ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick, 989 Centerville LLC petitioner. This is for second passage. Do we have a recommendation from the sponsor?
Request favorable action.
We have our request for favorable action. This was discussed at greater length during the hearing for first passage. Do we have any additional comments from members of the committee?
Nope.
Members of the council?
Nope.
Members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The committee adjourns at 6:56 p.m.